Zoos in many countries have been criticized for having cramped cages and keeping animals captive that belong in the wild. In 2013, Costa Rican officials took up the slogan, "No cages," and with it came the bold plan to close the country's zoos. So what are all these animals doing inside a beautifully landscaped park at the heart of Costa Rica? Follow Gabi, Kassler and Cara as they visit Zouave to find out. Discover why the most important elements of this park lie out of view to the public.
This area is a restricted area.
And hear the story of one single bird who changed the way an entire country feels about animal abuse.
It's been a few years since we've traveled together. There's still so much yet to be discovered.
Human beings can be so cruel towards so many animals.
When you have the opportunity to look into their eyes, to know their stories.
Animals that are rescued here can be released into the wild again, where they're really meant to live.
I hope people get inspired and treat animals with more care and respect.
Kilometers outside Costa Rica's largest city of San Jose, on the surface, this beautifully landscaped park might seem to be your typical zoo, with animals on display for human enjoyment. But Zouave's specialty is not animal keeping. Instead, their goal is rehabilitation and release. Zouave is actually four different centers. Only one of them, the Animal Rescue Visitation Center, is open to the public. Human contact is kept at a minimum at their clinic, Tropical Wildlife Rescue and Reproduction Center, for animals close to extinction. Today, Gabi, Kassler and Caro are getting a look behind the scenes, visiting Zouave's newest animal patients in need of care.
Welcome to the Zouave Animal Rescue. Right now we are in a restricted area. This area is closed to the public. This is where we admit more than 2,500 rescued animals annually. Most of them are orphans, or were abused or abandoned, or were run over, electrocuted, or suffer another type of abuse.
These animals must start their rehabilitation process in these cages as they heal from life-threatening injuries and readjust to life without abuse.
It's so sad to see these animals that were orphaned or injured. But at the same time, it's good to know they were rescued. I wonder what their stories are.
We get lots of Congo monkeys, mostly orphans. People kill their mothers and that's how they become orphaned. Others die of electrocution. Their mothers died after touching above ground power lines. Some are abandoned when they go with their pack on their mother's back. They fall. The pack continues on their way and the infant is left behind. These mantle howler monkeys came to our rescue center about a month and a half ago. Even though they are just babies, we can determine from their behavior and facial expression whether each animal is depressed or sad.
It is sad because they lose their family member. And I think they are traumatized as well. They are hurt, they are confused. It's sad, and it's also, you know, joyful, and it's also, there's hope. Here we have two red lord parrots. These parrots were handed over by an individual 8 days ago. They were in captivity for 20 years inside very small cages in a state of awful quality of life. We welcome them with the goal of giving them a better quality of life, with spacious cages where at least they can fly so they can live in an environment similar to their natural environment. These parrots are animals that cannot be released. They are used to being fed. In their natural environment, they will not know where to look for food or how to find it. Besides that, the individuals who had them in their homes gave them an unhealthy diet. The people used to feed them the same food they consume, and parrots will not find that in the forest in their natural environment.
Zuave is working to educate the public that animal abuse comes in various forms, not just physical injury. Wild animals suffer abuse when kept as pets because there is often no way the owner can provide a habitat or food that mimics a natural environment. But the pet trade isn't the only threat. As animals encounter more and more human infrastructure, the results can be deadly.
I want to share with you the story of these lots. They are part of the rescue center. His name is Bodoque, and his name is Bruno. Both have very sad stories. In the case of Bodoque, his mother was going from one place to another when she was electrocuted by a power line. The good thing is that she didn't die, but she had to have an amputation. In spite of her disability, she can survive in her natural habitat. But Bodoque had to stay with us. He has been here in rehab for about 9 months, and the aim is that he will be released very soon. In the case of Bruno, his mother was run over. And what was interesting is that Bruno was clinging to her. But fortunately, Bruno was uninjured. His mother, unfortunately, died. But at the moment, we are rehabilitating Bruno so that he can be released in his natural habitat.
It was my very first time seeing a sloth. It was amazing to look at their nose and their faces for the first time, how beautiful they are and how they move so elegantly, so majestically.
How many animals of those who come here can be rehabilitated and go to the forest?
There is a very important piece of information. We receive 2,500 animals per year, approximately. 80% of the animals that come to our rescue center can be released. That is to say that the minority, or 20%, stay in exhibition. They stay because they have some sort of disability. The disability can be physical, or it could be a behavioral disability as well. In that case, they have to stay in permanent captivity. But our work is very encouraging because our main goal is to rehabilitate and release them so they can go back to their natural habitat.
When I meet this little cat, the name in Spanish is Clausel, and he was so little, and the girl from here told us that his mom was killed in hands of a hunter, and he was alone. He was like this small, they rescued him, and now he's this size. He was so lovely and trying to climb and say hi. I was touched by that, and it is sad to see him in a cage, and knowing that some of the animals that come here are never going back to the forest, never, because they couldn't survive. But well, I admire these people that are doing this job, this hard job, because many of them die sometimes, but many of them are good now, and that is wonderful.
There are animals that, you know, we as humans, we invade their space. They live like in the forest, you know, just in the countryside. Then we have houses and cars and electricity and, you know, everything we need. But they still live there, so we kind of push them a little bit, or sometimes a lot. And they get hurt by cars, they get hurt by electricity, and they get hurt by humans, on purpose or accidentally. And I think it's our responsibility to take care of them, because we take so much of their space. It was great to have been able to visit this place, the rescue center, because I think this is a symbol for a second chance. Otherwise, they wouldn't have that second chance.
A second chance, not just to live, but to have quality of life. To try to live in a way that you would live the way God intended them to be.
And it reminds me of how we, as human beings, we also get second chances. We have to take advantage of that, to live life more abundantly.
A major force in Costa Rica's conservation effort is the Nature Restoration Foundation, which manages the Zouave Rescue Center. Each year, thousands of animals pass through their care and are released back into the wild. But what happens to rescued animals that are too scarred to ever return to their natural homes? They end up here in the foundation's visitation park. Our three adventurers, Gabi, Kassler, and Caro, set off to take a stroll through the park grounds to find out how Zouave's permanent residents are playing a special role in conservation. The jarring, sometimes even disturbing posters are everywhere, a constant reminder of the torture and destruction animals face at the hands of humans each and every day. Visitors to the Zouave Animal Rescue encounter more than simply a stroll in the park. While most of the Zouave Rescue is closed to the public, part of the park is dedicated to conservation education, with the goal of leaving a lasting impression on visitors. And the most powerful advocates aren't the park staff, but the animals themselves.
Você é muito lindo. É que você é muito lindo, sabia? Você sabia que você é muito lindo? Você tem um brilhinho assim, todo vermelhinho na cabecinha.
I have been here since Zouave was founded 27 years ago, and the mission has always been to educate and raise awareness on how important our natural resources are. We have mostly focused on kids, which are the future of our country, of the world. They are the ones who should spread the message to other people and make them realize the harm we are doing to nature, a resource we are going to run out of if we don't take care of it. Hi, how are you? My name is Ronald. Pleasure to meet you. This is Selva and Luna, two pumas that arrived here 12 years ago. Would you like to know the story of these pumas? They were found in San Ramon in Alajuela. A hunter killed their mom and he was selling the pups. Fortunately, the government confiscated them and brought them here to Zouave Animal Rescue. And here, we went through the whole process of raising them. At the beginning, we considered the possibility of releasing them. But because it is such a big cat and because they had already had impressions with a human being, it was impossible to release them. These cats are very important because they are kept as a genetic reservoir. In the future, when the country needs to breed them in captivity, we could consider releasing their children, which would be amazing, wouldn't it? Pumas are endangered felines in Costa Rica. There are very few in South America. Like other felines, the problem is that many people are afraid of them because they think they are a danger to domestic animals, which is completely untrue.
What do they eat?
In nature, they hunt wild animals, foxes, rabbits, some small birds. But the possibility of them attacking a domestic animal is actually very low. The thing is, people will always be scared because they are big felines, and people sometimes think of hurting them, so that's created the problem of endangerment. In our country and in our world, none of the animals, none of the birds are surplus. Everything is just like God gave it to us. That is to say, everything in its place. We can't get rid of one and prefer the other because it damages the ecosystems, and that's what's happening to the planet. So it's very important to spread the message to protect and take care of everything just like God provided it.
None of the animals at Zuave were purchased to be put on display. Instead, Zuave is their last hope at living a semi-normal life and making a difference in conservation efforts at the same time.
I want to share with you a very meaningful story, the story of Grecia. Grecia, the toucan, is right next to us. Grecia is a brown-billed toucan that was a victim of abuse by a couple of teenagers who threw stones at her. Once she was lying on the floor, they hit her with a stick and smashed her beak. Grecia was an animal that couldn't look after herself anymore. She couldn't eat. She could neither sing nor whistle. She totally depended on people.
It broke my heart. I cried. But it could have been worse. It could have been much worse. He would have been dead if it wasn't for the people that, first of all, took him in their hands to bring him to this place.
She entered our rescue center in 2015, and we set a goal for ourselves, a very important one, to help Grecia, the toucan, survive so that she could live well. It was a long process, and many photographs were needed, and also radiographs, to make the prosthesis with the right dimensions in size and everything else. And so after much research, and with a lot of help from people and companies, we managed to make a prosthesis for Grecia of her beak. So, after a long examination and with the help of many companies, we designed her a 3D printed beak. It was made out of nylon, which is a very light material, very similar to her original beak. And we are now happy to say that Grecia has her prosthesis, her new beak, and leads a very normal life. Now she can groom herself, which is a very important activity for birds and toucans. Now she can sing and whistle. She can take baths, and more importantly, she can eat on her own.
It was a very cruel act, and it was hard on Costa Ricans in general. It made a big impact on the Costa Rican people, but also on us. We all had to gather together and discuss how we were going to take that bird forward. But it's beautiful as well, because in spite of the bad actions of a few people, there are many good people trying to do good things.
As I said earlier, we receive 2,500 animals per year, and many are victims of human abuse. And so, we also want to make people aware that wild animals are meant to be in their habitat, in the forest. Unfortunately, with Grecia, that's not possible. Her prosthesis needs maintenance, so we need to be constantly monitoring her. If it falls off in her habitat, there is no one to put it back on. Thus, she can't return to her habitat. But she has a very important role in our rescue center. She's in our exhibition park in the Vicini area. That is the area that people have the opportunity to see. She also has an important mission regarding environmental education. With her beak, she's raising awareness in both children and adults and visitors as well to stop animal abuse.
To set a prosthesis is a historic thing for Suave and Costa Rica and even the world. And a big group of people have joined in Costa Rica. Even people from other places helped us to rescue this animal and give it a decent quality of life.
Grecia became a symbol. When all this happened, right here in our country, there was a law against animal abuse being discussed in Congress. And Grecia favored that law in the Congress. Today, it still hasn't been approved, but Grecia made a major contribution to touch people's hearts. And it fills us with joy that nowadays people think differently about animals. Animal abuse has been significantly reduced, and thus, for us, it is a great privilege to have been part of this work for Grecia.
Now realize the importance of telling these stories and people being aware of them.
Right, yes.
Costa Rica is a country that is known worldwide. Despite everything, we are in better condition than other countries, and there is a great awareness among us, the Costa Ricans. Even though a lot of harm is done, it is done by very few people, but it is a fact that we are on a path to taking better care of it. We are a privileged country, and we must continue and move forward with everything.
It was sad to see so many animals and to see that our society is not taking good care of them. We hurt them, and that's painful. I am so happy that it's not the end of the story for these animals. And because of good people, the animals get to be an example of what it means to take care of nature.
So we should all come together, make a contribution, and live together. It is a very pretty planet where animals just like us have the right to live. We will all be fine, and nature will provide us all with what we need, but it will not provide to satisfy our greed. That is why we have to preserve and take care of it.
God called each one of us to become a rescuer. Doesn't mean, I'm not close by to a rescue place. We can always be a rescuer. That's the first job that God gave to each one of us as human beings. He gave Adam the opportunity to give the animals names, and that means they are special to us. And along the way, us as human beings, we forgot. We lost that. And maybe it's time to wake up and to realize that we have a responsibility. We are all rescuers.